Okay, so we're going to start off again.
好，我们继续上课。
Yeah, okay, so we're developing the case or the subject of this suffering to glorify God.
好，我们刚才都在谈的是说，我们为了荣耀神而所受的难。
And that's why we see these things like Paul saying we're put onto the stage to the point of death. The final act of the evidence testing can often be, but not always, can be death.
就是像保罗他们呢，为了这个最后的终极的这个应该是说属灵生命的测试哈试炼，他最终呢是以死来达成。好，当然不见得每一个都会如此。但是的确是有这样子的状态，是最终极的一个我们为荣耀神而做到的，就是殉道。
One thing that's always going to be a stumbling block for Christians is that they value their life more than the plan of God, and that makes them scared of death, of course.
但是如果基督徒他认为他的生命比神为神而死还要重要的话，就是说为神做见证还重要的话，他当然就会很害怕受死。
Fear of death should not be part of your way of thinking.
但是呢，怕死这件事情实在不该是我们在人生中该有的态度。
Death should be just looked at as another moment in your future history before you pass into the eternal future.
而死呢，我们基督徒的看法应该是我们要进入下一个永恒生命的一个另外一个阶段的开始。
And of course you should always do the utmost to make the most out of your life, get the most out of your life and live God's plan and live as long as possible. But always we have this great hope that there are better things on the other side of physical death.
当然我们在我们有生的时间呢，我们应该要尽可能的荣耀神，然后将神对我们生命的计划活出来。但是不论如何，我们都要对于未来的死，这个死后的永生呢，是有所期待的。
And this year 2020, which for most of us is probably the worst year in history we can remember, we always read about these things because of COVID-19, then this has happened. Because of COVID-19, the airlines of Cathay Pacific, 8,500 people were laid off.They say because of COVID-19. Here's a good example, actually.
而像我们现在所处的2020年呢，大概在是我们有记忆中可能是最可怕的一年，对所有现在活在世上的人来讲。就像那个国泰航空，它居然在今年已经裁减了8500人。
That's a lot of people have lost their jobs.
也就是说非只是一家公司就有这么多人失去了他们 的工作。
And the reason they've lost their jobs is because a lot of other people have lost their jobs as well. We say because of COVID. People aren't traveling because of COVID.
而他们之所以这么8500人会失去工作，是因为有很更多的人都失去工作，都因为这个新冠病毒没有工作，所以也不能旅行等等的这些问题。
But what I want us to look at, though, is to change the headlines, change the news headlines a bit. Like when you're reading the newspaper and it says like 8,500 people were laid off from Cathay Pacific because of COVID. It's not because of COVID, it's because of the fear of COVID. That's why they lost their jobs. Not because of COVID itself, but because of people are afraid. See, there's a difference.Yeah, it's not because these 8,500 people were going to die of COVID and many of the other people that weren't flying, they weren't going to get COVID. It's because people have been afraid of COVID. That's why the economy is crumbling. It's because of the fear. And then again, the numbers of people that have actually died from COVID compared to the numbers that get COVID is very, very small. And they've closed whole economies because of it.
好 ,Ting 的意思是说呢，这8500个人，如果你从这个新闻的标题上面你可以看到，他说这8500个国泰航空的员工他们失去了工作是因为新冠病毒。但他觉得应该要改一个说法，是这8500人之所以失去了工作是因为大家都害怕得到新冠病毒。所以整个人全世界的人都更少的出去坐飞机啊等等。
So now we change it. The reason the economy is around the world are having big problems is because of the fear of COVID. But we need to go one step further and say it's because of the fear of dying. Really. People are scared of dying of COVID.
所以呢现在世界的整个经济的一个崩盘其实呢是大家对于害怕新冠病毒而造成的。但是我们要想清楚呢大家对新冠病毒的害怕其实是大家怕死。
Yeah, and people should just not be afraid of dying.
但实际上我们不应该要怕死。
Those 8,500 people that lose their jobs at Cathay, that's just a very small number of people that have been put out of work. How much effect is that going to have on their lives and the economy and taxes? See, now they're not paying taxes to pay for healthcare, for example. So further down the line, there's going to be a lot more deaths because of the fear of COVID rather than the COVID that's actually killing people now.
而我们可以想象就是说呢这整个世界的系统的这个崩坏都因为新冠病毒吗还是因为都其实是我们害怕死所以造成了整个经济的崩盘然后所有人失去工作还有很多很多甚至我们接下来的这个所谓的医疗系统的崩坏因为我们连很多国家将来可能连这个付这些健康保险的费用都没有都不够用
I gave the example the other day about long-term consequences. Now, people often they just do not see the consequences of their actions. And like in World War II, the mothers and fathers were not willing to spend money on the military and they ended up losing their sons in the war. And I bet that they didn't look at themselves and say, we're to blame for this.
而在礼拜天的课的时候呢 Tim 也特别讲就说我们很多下的决定呢它也许在当下你不知道你下决定的影响但是过了很久它的那个后果是非常的大的它的举例就是说在当年这一次世界大战之后呢美国的各家庭都不愿意他们美国在进入任何的战争的准备中所以他们选了一个反战的一个总统然后就变成整个国家呢都不愿意把钱用在军事防卫的准备跟更像上一级的这个军事防卫的这个武器的研发等等所以后来他们到后来最终呢二次世界大战他们还是得要参与的时候因为他们全部没有准备好所以美国的很多年轻人还是得上战场而且就死在战场上所以这些不愿意付税或者是他不愿意投票去让国家准备战争的这些父母最终就失去了他们的儿子的生命
And it's the same thing now with the COVID People are allowing their governments to make decisions They are closed down our countries A lot of people are afraid They're happy that their governments are doing that in many cases But they don't realize that the more the economy gets squeezed Those long-term effects are going to cause death. You know, people are going to die because of this fear of COVID. Not because of the COVID, but because of the fear of COVID.
所以呢像现在很多国家都把他们的国家的边境都关闭了。然后呢不让大家进出。然后整个经济呢全部就崩盘。所以到后来我们会发现呢很多人他可能失去存活的能力是不是因为新冠病毒而是因为害怕死
Thailand is one country that's been very successful they say in containing COVID and since the start of the outbreak there's been 56 deaths
像泰国呢从一开始新冠病毒他们的控制就非常好所以呢到目前呢只有56个得到新冠病毒而死亡的案例
But now they're having to face a lot of protests against the government against the royal familyAnd a lot of people are very scared because they're losing their jobs. Tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs and are losing their businesses.
但是呢现在泰国却面临了这个大家都上街头去抗议不只是抗议政府也抗议他们的这个皇家好包括整个政府的管理因为这些人都已经感受到他们太多人失业然后整个社会快要崩盘了。
There's a lot of factors actually involved in why these people are protesting in Thailand at the moment. But one of the reasons now is because of fear of the future. They have no stability. They don't know what their future is going to be like.
有很多人在讨论说为什么这些这个泰国人都要上街头去抗议哦。那其中的大家看得到的一个原因就是整个社会大家都对未来失去了信心，他们不知道未来要怎么生活。
And the economic statistics for Thailand and for a lot of other countries as well is not good.
然后泰国甚至很多其他的国家，他们的经济指数看起来都是很糟糕的。
But up till now, a lot of people are saying, oh, I don't care about the economy as long as we're alive. That's the main thing. Well, okay, but you have to face the consequences of that way of thinking.
所以呢，整个大家那些人会说啊，经济不好没关系啦，只要我还活着就好了。但是我们必须要了解它后面是有后果，你得要尝的。
But for us as Christians, you know, we shouldn't fear death in any form. For us, it'll be a time of celebration.
而对基督徒来讲，我们根本就不该怕死，甚至当死的那一刻，我们应该要庆祝。
Just like when we go to a Christian funeral, the ones I've seen, many of them have been good celebrations, singing songs of praise to God and how happy that this person is now, he's dead, then he's with the Lord. It's a great time.
所以对于基督徒的这个葬礼，很多时候都是在一个庆祝的欢庆的状况，大家唱歌感谢神，因为这位死者已经现在跟神在一起。
So again, you know, if you're tested to the point of death, then you should have the doctrine to be able to handle that. You don't even have to be a great believer. I would think a fairly mature believer has enough knowledge about that where they should be able to have a relaxed mental attitude as they're facing death.
所以对于一个成熟的基督徒，我们不要讲说是那个最伟大的基督徒，就是只要是稍微成熟的基督徒，他都应该有那种可以在安息的状态下去接受他面对死亡的该有的态度。
Let's say you're dying of cancer, for example, but if you're dying in your dying moments and you're glorifying God, thanks for this life you've given to me and your word and my salvation, that is a way of glorifying God.
就是我们不管生命的长短，我们都应该在死前感受到我们的生命，感谢神给我们的生命，让我们有机会荣耀了神。
David talked about walking through the death-shadowed valley. So it's like when you're going from life through to death, it's like you're walking through a valley. And then there's the shadows of death on that valley as you're walking through. But you are with me, Lord. That's what he said. He's talking about walking through the valley of death.
You're talking about the Psalm 23?
That's right.
就是像大卫所说的，就是我们的生命就像走过死荫幽谷，但都有与神同，神都与我们同行。
Yeah, and remember the Lord is light. So as you're walking through the valley of the shadows of death, you know, the Lord is with you. So you've actually got that light going with you.
所以在大卫的描述中，就是当我们走过那个峡谷中的时候，那个死亡的阴影是在旁边的，但是因为有神是跟我们同行的，我们没有什么好怕的。
And David said, I will not be afraid.
所以大卫说，我不会害怕。
Okay. Now what I'll do, I've got this slide here. Before we go into talking about these verses which explain endurance under great testing,I'll give you some what we can call perceived shortcuts to Christian advancement or glorification. Okay, so we're going to talk about verses whereby Christians can glorify God through the suffering.
我们现在要讲的就是我们基督徒要经由苦难来荣耀神的一个概念。
And these verses, you'll see that it's only through passing these tests that you're going to glorify God.
因为我们真正能够荣耀神的意义是什么？是我们能够走过那些苦难。
And that's how you glorify God.
这就是，所以走过苦难的测试，就是我们荣耀神的真正的方法。
Though some people have these other ideas about how they might be able to glorify God, and they're like a shortcut, meaning how to glorify God the easy way.
有些人呢，会有一个想法，就是说，哎，要怎么样去走一个比较捷径来荣耀神。
And then how they could get the rewards, an easy way to get rewards in heaven.
Are you talking about the positive way?
No, no, this is a negative. This is a negative false, it's like a false path.
这个呢，所谓那种要想要荣耀神的捷径呢，其实是一个错误的一个捷径啊。但是有些人以为他要用这种方法荣耀神是一个比较快，就可以在天堂得到神的冠冕，得到神的奖励。
Yeah, and really what they're looking for, I say an easy way to glorify God, but they're trying to glorify themselves and get blessings for themselves, like the rewards in heaven.
因为呢，他们其实是有一个错误的想法，就是说啊，我要得到天堂，进天堂时候得到冠冕，所以我要去荣耀神，用最洁净的方法。但实际上他是在荣耀他自己，因为他还是想要得到自己的那个冠冕。
Yeah, and another way we could look at it is saying these people think that these methods could make them a great Christian.
而这些人呢，却以为呢，他们这样可以让他们变成很棒的基督徒。
We've sort of talked about these things in the past, so it's just a quick reminder, really.
好，我们这边就很快的把它讲过。
Okay, so the first one is performing miracles and ecstatics.
好，第一个呢是这种叫做洁净式的这个荣耀神啊。第一种呢就是。展现神迹还有狂喜的状态。
See, a lot of people, not just Christians, but a lot of people are impressed when they see miracles and weird things happening.
因为有一些人会以为看到别人有发生神迹啊，或者是一些特别的奇异的事件的时候，就是代表他是很棒的基督徒。
And might say, oh, look at that Christian person, he's doing these miraculous healings, miracles, and he must be a great believer.
像有些人就会说哇那人好厉害啊 他居然可以用圣灵医治他一定是很伟大的基督徒他一定是很棒的基督徒。
Well, remember I've taught before that even Satan can do miracles.
那我们说过即使是撒旦他也是可以做奇迹的。
And even in other religions, you have stories about people doing miracles.
而其他的宗教也有很多的神迹奇事啊。
And miracles are not part of the spiritual life. You know, God can do miracles very easy, but as part of your Christian life, they're very separate. They're two separate things.
虽然神或者耶稣基督他可以施展神迹，但并不代表神迹奇事是我们属灵生活的一部分哦，这是完全不一样的事情。
Remember we had that verse a few weeks back or a couple of weeks back where Jesus was saying to these people who had been doing miracles in his name, he said, I don't know you.
记不记得我们前一阵子有讲过一段就是基督对着那些人可以在施展神迹奇事的人说哎，我可不认识你们哦。
These people weren't even believers.
那些人根本就不是信徒。
But they were using the name of Jesus Christ to perform miracles.
但他们却用着耶稣基督的名来施展神迹。
Now what does that tell you? Jesus didn't know this person and they're still using the name of Jesus to do miracles and people were being healed.
而这些人呢却不被耶稣基督认识他却用着耶稣基督的名可是他还是有能力施展神迹奇事哦。
Well, this must tell us that there's only one obvious way that that could happen and that is these miracles are being done by the demons.
那为什么他们还有施展神迹的能力呢很显然的这些人应该是被那些魔鬼来帮助他施展神迹的。
Okay, now the second way that people might try to make a shortcut to having people or themselves think they're a great Christian is through Christian service.
那另外一些人呢，他们认为可以有的这个要展现他是好的基督徒的方法是经由他的事工服事。
Yeah, or through building a reputation, like many have a big name in the Christian church.
然后呢，甚至呢，在这个教会里面呢，得到很好的名声。
Now, you know, I really think that there's probably a lot of pastors out there, and we're talking about like big name pastors, for example, and they don't care about the fame and they don't care about the glory. They're really, truly serving God. So, you know, there are a lot of pastors, I think, and they could be very famous, but they're not doing it for the fame.
好，所以我们要理解，就是说，其实很多的这个牧师哦，他们很努力的教导。他们是目的是真的为了荣耀神。
They don't care about the big congregations. They're just doing their job to the Lord.
而他们并不是很在意这些会众对他们的一个崇拜或什么没有，他们就是在为神做事。
But I also believe there's a lot of other pastors and they're doing it because they want the fame, they want the money, and they think that the bigger the reputation they have, then maybe God is going to bless them even more.
而但是也有一些牧师呢，他们是为了名声跟捐款或钱啊，他才做了很多的事工。
Now we really don't know, and the only one who can judge that is God.
但我们并不能去判断或者是批评他们，因为真正知道这些哪些是为神而做事，哪些是为自己而做事的人，只有神。
Because we had those verses we've studied where it says, if you humble yourself, then God will raise you up.
我们知道圣经上说，你如果能够谦卑你自己，神就会提升你。
So in those cases, you know, these people are being raised up by God. In the cases where people are humble, God can raise them up.
所以我们知道，只要我们这些牧师们是非常谦卑的时候，神自然在未来会提升他们。
But in other cases, maybe Satan is raising them up because they're teaching false doctrine and that they're a good influence for the bad side, for the dark side.
但是呢，也有一些牧师呢，他因为教导错误的讯息而被撒旦给提升。
The way that you can decide for yourself is you just have a listen to these people and you say, well, are they teaching truth or not?
而我们这些听众呢，应该要有能力分辨这些牧师是讲的是真理还是假的。
And you can be the judge.
我们应该要有能力分辨。
But if they're wrong, you don't have to go and tell other people. That's not your job to go and tell other people, of course. If you think that somebody's teaching incorrect doctrine, you really should just keep your mouth shut.
但是如果我们听到有一些人教导的是错误的教义的时候，我们是应该闭嘴。
Yeah, but, you know, for some people, they see, maybe you get a young man, a new Christian, he's just starting at seminary, and he says to himself, if I can have a big ministry, then God will surely bless me. And that becomes his motivation for trying to have a big church.
所以有一些年轻的这个牧师呢，他会觉得说，啊，我真希望我可以教导得很棒，然后让我有越来越大的教会。
And they think that, you know, if they can achieve that, then that means that they've become a great Christian. So they use that as the standard for what is a great pastor, for example.
所以呢，这些这样子的牧师呢，他会把他自己的教会的牧养越大，当作是他是不是做了非常好的工作。所以他就非常重视，他要把教会越做越大。
Yeah, and a lot of Christians use that as the standard as well.In America, you have these mega churches, 10,000, 20,000 people, for example. And people say, well, this must be a good church because there's lots of people. And so you get more people going and the church becomes even bigger. And the only reason it's getting bigger is because lots of people are going.
那像这样子的这种状况呢，在美国你也看到有很多那种超级大教会哦，就是因为他们人很多，所以很多外人看到了就说啊，这个教会啊，一两万人、四五万人，这一定是个很伟大的教会，所以我就要去这个教会。所以越是大教会，它就长得越快，越变得越大。
I first learned about this when I was doing sales in Australia. We were doing door-to-door sales.And it was one of the sales techniques that we would use to sell things. We were selling little electronic devices out of a bag. And we'd just go around from shop to shop and door to door selling items. Cheap items from Taiwan, I think, at that time.
Or China, I think.
Well, actually, back in those days, I think most of the stuff was from Taiwan.
Really?
Yeah.
那个 Tim 要讲一个例子，就是呢，他当他年轻的时候呢，都去做那种挨家挨户去卖东西的那种电子产品的那种销售员啊，他们就有一种销售技巧。
It was called the sheep factor. It's one of these sales techniques that we were taught.
那这种销售技巧叫做羊因素。
The sheep factor is like if you can convince a person that the product you have is very popular, then they'll buy it.
这个什么叫羊的因素呢？就是说，你如果可以跟这个销售员若跟这个客人说啊，这个东西别人都有，哎，这个人就会买哦。
So we would go into like an office place, you call all the secretaries and everybody around, and we were selling these solar powered radios, just for example. And we say, you guys have got to buy this, it's really cheap, and we've almost finished selling them. We start off with a whole bag of these things, and they're almost gone. Because everybody's buying them.
他比如说他就卖一个那个收音机，是用那个太阳能的收音机啊，然后他去跟那个某一个办公室的这个秘书讲说啊，这个东西你非买不可，你看我本来一大包的，现在就剩下没几个，因为每一个我们经过的办公室他们看到就不抢着买，就用这种技巧来卖。
And it really does get people interested. Oh, really? And then they'd start to have a look at it. And we could actually sell these things a lot easier using the sheep factor.
所以呢，就因为这样的说法呢，这些人就真的就会买哦。所以这个技巧就叫做所谓羊因素。Why sheep?
Sheep. Because sheep, once you get one sheep going in one direction, all the other sheep follow.
因为呢，羊呢，只要有几只羊是往那边走了，或一只羊往那边走了，其他的羊都会跟着走，所以它这种就叫做什么风向，什么我们中文怎么讲，有点像是创造潮流那个味道啦，就是一个只要有一只羊就会有第二只羊，就会有第五只羊，就会有十只五十只这样子。
I also experienced this once in England. When I was in England there, you have these street sellers and they just have a table, they set up a table and they put their goods on itAnd they would start selling things. And I actually knew one of these people that was doing it. He would have people in the crowd pretending they were customers. Oh, have three of those, thank you. And oh, this looks really good, I'll take five. And they were friends of the person selling it. But they get all these other people would come around and they'd be buying stuff.
而且呢，这有一种技巧大家可能不了解，但常常都会在夜市发生。就是他们在路上呢，就摆一张桌子。然后呢，卖的人呢开始卖，然后呢，里面就会有人说啊，我要买三个啊，这真的看得不错，我要买五个。那个人说，哎呀，我昨天才买了，我回家用很棒，我还要再买三个，就用这种方法。可是那三个讲话，那四五个讲话的人都是这个卖的人带来的，然后就创造了所有的一个买气。
It's a classic ruse or a way of deceiving people into thinking that something's good.What's Japheth saying? Can you open your microphone, Japheth?
As Nadia mentioned, that the people who are not selling things, but they are going there just to help other people. Those people are calling tall, if you call it in Chinese.
Tall?
They're acting like the customers, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Thank you.
这种技巧哈，就是一种非常厉害的骗人的手法。
Okay, and that's the sheep factor, because a lot of people...They're scared to make a decision, but if they see other people making that decision, they'll follow them.
就很多人呢，他怕自己下决定，但是他如果知道别人都下了这个决定的时候，他很愿意跟随。
What they're doing, again, comes down to like this mob mentality we've talked about, is you're giving your volition over to other people.
所以这就是我们之前听也讲到的那个叫 mob, 那个叫做什么？我忘了中文了。就是基本上就是有一群人在你旁边做了这个事情之后，你就会跟着他们走，就是群众心理啦，就你会按着群众所做的去做。这种状况呢，基本上你就等于是放弃你的个人意志，不用你的个人意志来做决定，你就跟从别人。
Yeah, that's why you need to stage what called spiritual autonomy.Remember, autonomy means that you're free and in control of your own situation. You're basically ruling yourself, but again, by God's law.
所以呢，这种时候呢，就是我们之前在讲的这个叫做
That was the mob mentality, I think.
从众效心理，从众心理，或者是羊群效应。
效应对，
好好好。好，就是说我们就讲说，所以我们这个在属灵的这个动力球里面，第六步骤里面有一个叫做属灵的自制能力，哈，你要有属灵的自制力，你才能够不会被，你就是必须要把这个属灵的自制力拿出来，不要用从众心理、群众的那种跟从的心理去做决定。
You've got to make decisions, which includes discerning what's right and what's wrong. It has to come out of your own mentality.
所以你所有的这个决定对错的决定必须要从你的内在的这个学习里面去下这个个人的一个决定，属灵的一个决定。
Okay, so again, yeah, if you see Christians and they could have a very big name, and I'm not just talking about pastors, it could be evangelists or people are doing some kind of a Christian service, and other people are following them, well, you have to be objective. Don't just follow them because there's a big crowd following them. You have to look at what is this person saying.
所以我们当我们看到这种所谓一群或人在跟从一个人的时候，我们不要先因为是很多人跟随了就以为要跟随。你要必须真的听而且判断这个人的东西是不是你要的。
Remember, Jesus Christ, at some stage, he could draw big crowds of people, up to 5,000, maybe 10,000 people. But a lot of them were just there because of the miracles and, you know, hearing about the miracles he'd done. They weren't really interested in hearing the truth.
而在想想当年耶稣基督他在讲道的时候常常有五千一万人在一起听他的道。其实这些人他是不是真的都是在听道，也有可能是因为耶稣他所展现的一些神迹。那这些到底多少人是因为耶稣所说的真理而来呢？
And when Jesus was popular, because you know, there was a time when Jesus was very popular in Israel, and people would follow him around.
而当耶稣还很受欢迎， 有一段时间耶稣是非常受欢迎的时候，大家都跟着他，他走到哪里就是就像那个大明星一样，后面都是粉丝。
But remember when Jesus became unpopular, and I mean when he was taken into captivity and he was told by Pontius Pilate that he was going to go on the cross, his disciples all left him. He was very unpopular. Even his closest disciples said, I don't know him.
而当耶稣变成不受欢迎了，也就是他被抓了要去到十字架上受死的那个过程，连他的学生们都不跟他了，都还怕别人认出说他们是学生。
But getting back to this perceived shortcut to Christian advancement or to becoming a great believer, now Christian service is not a shortcut to glorifying God. It's part of your Christian life, but it's not a way to Christian maturity.
所以我们要理解哈，刚刚讲到的所谓的要抄近路来荣耀神的第二点是所谓的基督徒的服侍。
Remember, yeah, evenUnbelievers can do Christian service.
即使是非真正的信徒啊，他也一样可以做这个基督徒的服事哦。
And the third step we had here was martyrdom. Martyrdom means dying for the cause. Like, you know, when you die, basically you're put to death because you're going to stand up for your belief, what you believe in. That's called to be a martyr.
But that's a shortcut?
Well, for some people it was.Because some people think, well, if I want to glorify God, you know, my life is miserable already. And so it's probably easier for me just to die for Jesus. There's an article, actually. I'll point you to an article.
But it's not right, right?
It's not right.
Okay. 那第三个这个所谓的捷径呢，就是所谓的这个叫做殉道。
Now, we're talking about here about people that have placed their belief, their faith in Jesus Christ, or maybe they haven't, but they think that because if they die for Jesus, they can go to heaven. That's why some people would choose to be martyred.
因为有些人呢，他想说，诶，为耶稣而死，好，是一个很快就可以荣耀神的方法，所以他就选择了殉道。
I'm going to point you to an article, because there's a lot that needs to be explained about this concept.But in Max's book, Fellowship with God, Volume 1, the chapter 1 Corinthians 13, 1-3, Max does an analysis in the Greek to show us that Paul is talking about these believers that were martyring themselves to glorify God. But it was a shortcut. That's what I explained. So if you go to his book, and I can post that online. You can...
Max 牧师呢他针对保罗所写的哥林多前书13:1-3，他有一个分析就对了。Max 有一个对保罗这句经句有一个分析。
Yeah, just to give you a quick rundown, I guess. Paul is going to talk about believers who are going to try to glorify themselves by offering to be martyred.
他其实在讲的是保罗在说有一些基督徒他为了想要得到荣耀，自己的荣耀，然后他就经由殉道的方式而死。但实际上他的目的是想要得到那个荣耀。
Yeah, we might think, you know, why would anybody sort of be willing just to let themselves die? But Paul gives that as a reason, that they're willing to die because they think that it's a shortcut to the rewards.
有些人会想说，谁会愿意这样自己去找死啊？但是保罗就有说明说，这些人他们之所以殉道而死，是因为他们以为这才是得到荣耀神的捷径。
Paul does not say specifically, but we can assume that in Paul's time, the Romans were actively looking for Christians to execute, like we see in this picture here. Now, we saw the picture of the Christians being put up to the lions. Is that showing up? Oh, you have to slide on it. Okay. See, this is a typical scenario of Christians being sent to the lions, they've been martyred.
因为在罗马，就是帝王他们帝国，他们就一直在当时啊，就是初代教会的时候，一直在找那些基督徒，要把他们给杀害。所以呢，他们就有这种在竞技场里面把一群抓到的基督徒放进那个竞技场里面，让狮子把他们咬死。
But Paul is sort of saying it's almost as if some of these Christians were willing to provoke the Romans because they wanted to be thrown to the lions because you know, they thought that was going to be a great way to glorify God.
而在那个时候呢，就有不少的基督徒呢，其实还会去挑衅罗马的军人，然后让他们那些士兵抓他们进到这个竞技场，因为他们这样的话就可以赶快当烈士而死，殉道而死。
Okay, anyway, we'll have another 5-minute break and then we'll open back up at 22:09.
好，我们8:40再回来休息几分钟。